happy to say hello to my friend Brian Campbell. Soup, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. Congratulations. One more shift for you tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's obviously a big honor from the team to think of me in that way. And I'm excited. It'd be good for my kids to be at the game, kind of see that a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, it should be a fun night.
I don't even know if you've taken time to look at the list of the others that have been honored. It's pretty impressive. Dennis Savard, Steve Larmer, J.R., Jeremy Roenick, Eddie Belfour, Brian Bickle, Al Secord, Eric Daze, Stan Mikita, Eddie Olchek, Dennis Hull, Phil and Tony Esposito, Dave Bolin, and Troy Murray, and now Brian Campbell. That's a pretty good list, pal.
Yeah, it's I don't know. There's not much I can say for how good the Blackhawks have been to me and my family, and obviously with Rocky and John McDonough. It's just to think of me in that way. You know, I felt like as a player, I always wanted to try to give back as much as I could to my owner, because I felt like he kind of stuck his neck on the line for me, and I felt like, you know, just kind of how I grew up is to work hard for the people that in the organization that you're trying to have success with.
It's a great work ethic. Dave, tell me, where did Brian Campbell start out?
Brian Campbell started out his National Hockey League career with the Buffalo Sabres.
And, he was good there. He's very good there.
He was very good there. Played 8 years there.
And the Hawks then made a deal for him.
They did. He played with the Blackhawks for the first time in that 08-09 season, which was 1 year before that Stanley Cup. So he was part of that core group that they put together.
Didn't you make the playoffs in 08-09 for the first time in forever?
Yeah, we went to the conference final. We had a good team. It was kind of like the team that was we just didn't know how good we were
right
at that point. You know, like in
right
the next
the cusp
year, obviously we went. So we lost to Detroit in the conference finals, and they went to obviously the finals and lost to Pittsburgh the year before. They beat Pittsburgh in the finals. So it was just kind of it was a great atmosphere, a great time for me to come in and kind of help support the hockey club.
And then he went to the Panthers for how long?
5 years.
Five years in Florida.
Yeah.
And by the way, much to my chagrin, it allowed him to become a much better golfer. And I, you know, that's not good for me. And then came home for the 16-17 season. And now one more shift. And you and your, you know, listen, you and your wife, you could have taken a whole family, moved back to Canada. You could have gone to Buffalo. Obviously, you could have been in Florida. You want to make your life here, right?
Yeah, my wife grew up here, so, you know, she makes the call in that sense. But I love it here. Believe me, it's home now for me, and it's great to see. You know, I didn't grow up a Blackhawks fan growing up, but now it's great to see my little guy and my girls growing up as Chicago sports fans, and this is their home and all they know. And it's really exciting to kind of see that in them. And it's just been a great place for me to be and obviously raise our kids.
You know, Steve and Brian, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years and the Blackhawks are commemorating that 2010 Stanley Cup this year. But Brian, is it kind of cool for you to see some of the guys that you played with? They're still out there and recently have been winning a lot of games.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, I tend to look at the defense, and I'll tell you right now, Duncan Keith is he's playing some spectacular hockey for the Hawks right now, and I don't think last night maybe he might have wanted something back, but man, he's been good. So, you know, you see at his age what he's doing. He's a well conditioned athlete, and I feel like he's really been a, you know, with the goaltending, been a big key for the team's success lately. And then obviously number 88 just keeps chugging along, so it's pretty special to keep watching him play and see him keep climbing the record books.
You obviously had a close up look at Keith and his workout regimen. I mean, is it as rigorous and as tough as everybody's been led to believe?
Yeah, I think he definitely. I think 24 hours a day he takes about.
Nope. We lose soup, but they had a bad cell site. Standing by.
You know, the next thing you know, he's strong. Looking at it, so but believe me, he puts a lot of time in all practice.
Well, your phone's kind of in a funky spot here, bud. Just wanted to tell you we're thrilled for you and your family. No worries. Just in and out. And we're thrilled for you and thrilled for everybody to get a chance to see you out there again tomorrow night. And am I right about this? I said earlier, I don't think there was a faster defenseman in the league even when you passed 35. Was there anybody faster than you?
Well, definitely when I passed 35, there was many people. I got around the ice, and now it's good. I'm actually heading to Rockford now to go work with the American League team and the defense down there. So now I got to try and keep up to those young kids a little bit out on the ice.
You think you'll coach?
I really enjoyed the player development, what I'm doing this year with the American League team and some of, obviously, the Blackhawks' top prospects. So, you know, I could see myself doing this for a while. I really enjoyed working with them, trying to teach them a couple tricks of the trade and get their progression along. Coaching, I don't know if I'm into that. If I head to that area. I'm really kind of fascinated about all the management side of it and how the inner workings and how many things are going on and what Stan has to do to make sure that the ship is kind of heading in the right way.
You know, I'll always remember Brian Campbell told me one thing that's a super secret thing in hockey. When that timeout is called and all the players skate over and you think, well, they only get one. It's got to be very strategic where they use it. And with Quenneville, you know, a gruff guy you better listen to, he got the guy next to him with the dry erase board, and Soup said, yeah, you can't hear him. We don't really listen. Secrets of the trade, my friend.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little loud in that building. You know, usually you're just screaming and yelling. If a timeout's called, it's usually not a good thing unless it's trying to score a goal late in the game. But if a timeout's called and you're on the wrong end of the scoreboard, there's usually not a happy person talking to you.
We got to give you one text before I let you fly here from the 708. A bunch of people texting in to say congratulations to you, including this. I can't tell you how great of a guy Brian Campbell is. We set up a small charity bike ride to raise money for pediatric cancer. Not only did Brian jump in and do the ride, he raised a whole ton of money. When he talks about giving back, I've seen it firsthand. Class act, congratulations to him. So that's nice to hear, huh?
Yeah, that was a long bike ride. That was from Beverly area all the way to Long Beach.
Wow. California?
So Long Beach, Indiana. Yeah, it was about, I don't know how many hours, six, 7 hour ride. So my neighbor had done it before, and he grew up in the Beverly area. So he asked me to do it, so it was fun. It was a great event and raising some money, so I should be getting on the bike again next summer.
All right, buddy. All the best to the family. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Congrats.
Brian Campbell.